This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a magnificent Monday. You know why? Because the work week is just starting. Isn't that exciting? We have an amazing show for you tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. We are going to talk in reference to some of the things that are in the news about them using your values against you. What happened to the West? Specifically, what's happening in the United States of America? I will try to get to a bunch of emails tonight. It's Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up an hour from now. Trump is in Japan. That's cool. That's probably the last I'm going to say about it, but still, it's kind of cool. Apparently, they have a new PM over there who's going to keep Japan. And that's the kind of thing we need here in this country as well. All that and more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here. What do you believe about being kind? What is kindness? What does it mean to you? What should it mean? If you're leaving church, you're leaving work, you're leaving school. Let's say you got a dollar in your pocket. Someone comes up to you and says, hey, not looking for a handout, but man, I could really use 99-cent burrito from Taco Bell. I haven't eaten in 3 days. Are you tempted to give them that dollar? Do you give them that dollar? Probably. Even if you don't do it, probably thinking about it. Okay, that's good. That same person says, hey, I not only need a dollar, man, I could really use a ride. I'm 10 miles away. I got a job interview. Could use a ride. If you feel safe with that person, ladies, please don't give rides to homeless men, but if you feel safe with that person, yeah, toss them in the car. Give them a ride. Maybe have to get it washed after, but toss them in the car. Give them a ride. Okay? What if he wants to come home with you that night? Hey, man, you really use a place to stay. What if after the next morning, what if he wakes up, plops down at the breakfast table with you, says, I could use some breakfast. Okay. What if he doesn't leave? When does the limit get reached? And look, don't go down this list for 10 minutes, but I think you already know it's obvious where I'm going. There is a limit, right? There is a limit. And when the limit is reached, do you look back and say, wow, maybe the ride was a mistake. Maybe letting him stay was a mistake. Maybe the dollar was a mistake. At some point in time, my kindness was abused, and now I not only have to extricate myself from this situation, I need to analyze exactly what went wrong, why it went wrong, what did I do to put myself in a situation where I can't get the bum off the couch. He's been here for 3 weeks. How responsible for this am I? I'm going to play you something. Maybe you've already heard it. Probably have. I'm sure it's happened several times today on TV and the radio. But you of course remember 9/11. If you weren't alive, I know we have a bunch of kids listening to the show. If you weren't alive for 9/11. That was the day the towers came down, of course, Al-Qaeda. The United States of America became acutely aware of the threat of Islamic Jihad. It was Jihad, radical Islam committing acts of terror had been going on for decades, a couple decades, but it had never hit us like that. And we woke up one day and Some jihadis flew planes into the towers, into the Pentagon. We got thousands of Americans dead. We're looking around, wondering what's going on. And in the wake of that, Americans, many of them, probably you, maybe you, if you were alive, started to ask some questions. Hey, how prevalent is this way of thinking with Muslims around the globe? Okay, it's not all of them. I got that. How many? How many is too many? Do we have more here? These people were here. How many more are here? Is this going to happen again? Are they planning another one? People were asking very honest, very basic questions. And in response to those questions, we did not get a bunch of people showing honest contrition. Hey, let's look inside. We did not have legions and legions of Islamic leaders around the world stepping up and saying, man, we got a jihadi problem and we're going to dig into it and we're going to get it figured out. We're going to root this out because we don't want this either. We did not see that. Did it happen from time to time? Of course, we did not see that in mass across the country. You know what we saw in mass across the world, actually? We saw almost a shield being thrown up. It sounded a lot like the next mayor of New York City said here. Chris, cut 12, go.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
Now, let's skip right past the obvious points. The fake let me collect myself. That's all fake. You understand that whole story is fake. People did journalism. They found out his aunt wasn't even in the United States of America, let alone in New York City, and she wasn't wearing a hijab. None of that was happened. He made all that up whole cloth. The emotions are all made up, but he's a communist. He lies about everything all the time. If you listen to the show, you're well aware that that's what they do. They lie like they breathe. You got all that. Let's move past all that. Why jump right there? Why jump right there? Let me tell you why. Because the United States of America was founded by wonderful people. Christian people. And that DNA, whatever your belief system is, that DNA of being kind to strangers, of being kind to people, that DNA still flows through your veins. That is part of our national DNA. And let me tell you the bad part, and this is most definitely the bad part. Evil forces for a very, very, very long time have recognized your spirit of kindness. They have recognized that person inside of you willing to hand out a dollar so you can go get a burrito at Taco Bell. They've recognized that kind heart of yours, and for decades and decades and decades, they have used that kind heart of yours as the opening they needed to worm their way into your country en masse so they can conquer it, burn it down, and take it over. Our kindness has been extended to so many people for so many years, and now we are at the point where we can't get the bum off the friggin' sofa. He's been there for months. And now, in order to save the country, in order to save the house, save our family, he's got to go. So what we have to do is we have to acknowledge that somewhere along the line, maybe it was the dollar, maybe it was the ride, maybe it was breakfast, somewhere along the line, our kindness wasn't kindness anymore. At some point along the way, we became suckers and chumps, and we sat and watched while these people used our values against us. At some point in time, we have got to step up and acknowledge where we went wrong, why we went wrong, and set out to make it right. And let's make a decision that we are never going to find ourselves in this place again, because where we are right now is disastrous and dangerous. It's killing people individually. It's killing our country. It's killing our bottom line. It's killing our culture. It's killing us. And that dollar for the burrito at Taco Bell is how it began. Now, maybe we went wrong with that dollar. Maybe we didn't. But like I said, we went wrong somewhere. That some vile, dirty communist foreigner is about to take over our greatest city. Well, there are a lot of people who are going to have to own some of that. We'll talk a bit about that more in a moment. Before we talk about that, let you know what, speaking of ownership, how many dogs have you buried in your life? We always had dogs. They always passed on us around 10, all my whole life. Black Labs, Yellow Labs, Airedales, we always had them. Why do our dogs die at 10? They hit 10, they get cancer, they die. They hit 10, they get cancer, they die. Why? They never get nutrition. I saw some stat this morning, who knows how accurate it is, that cancer in human beings, which, you know, we're probably all getting it at some point, it started when you started eating bad at 20, which basically means I'm screwed. So what's that mean for your dog? Your dog never gets nutrition from his food. Sprinkle the number one dog supplement in America on your dog's food so your dog can have real nutrition. Rough Greens. They'll give you a free jumpstart trial bag. Go to roughgreens.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse, or call 214-ROUGH-DOG. All right? We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, talking about mistakes, kindness, bringing people into this country. How are we losing certain parts of it? Maybe have lost certain parts of it. How do we get it back? So remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let's get back to it. Right now, it's the talk of the town, or at least the talk of the country, that our greatest city, New York City, is about to elect an Islamist communist. And that begs the question, how did this happen to our cities? It's not just New York City. How did this happen to our cities? Los Angeles. Los Angeles' mayor, Karen Bass, is an open communist. In fact, took several trips to Cuba for communist training. Now she's the head of LA. Let's focus on New York City, though. This Mamdani guy. I brought it up last week. American-born New Yorkers completely reject him. I think it was almost 60% completely reject him. He would have no chance of winning an election if it was only American-born New Yorkers voting. But to the tune of 60%, foreign-born New Yorkers love him. He's their preferred candidate, the open communist. How did we get here? I'm going to play you something. I want you to listen. Chris, cut 13, go.
America is the genesis of what we call settler colonialism. And the American model was exported all around the world. Abraham Lincoln generalized the solution of reservations. They herded American Indians into separate territories. For the Nazis, this was the inspiration. Hitler realized two things. One, that genocide was doable. It is possible to do genocide. That's what Hitler realized. Second thing Hitler realized is that you don't have to have a common citizenship. You can differentiate between people. The Nuremberg laws were patterned after American laws. Anyway, the U.S. put Indians in reservations. The U.S. invented the model.
You know who that was?
Courtesy of Mays Moore, he's the one who dug that up. Do you know who that was? That is Mahmoud Mamdani. That's right. That is the father of the soon-to-be communist mayor of New York City. He is not only right here in America, Mahmoud Mamdani. He is a professor at one of our elite universities. What? How did he get here? Because he wasn't born here. He's not from here at all. His parents were Indian, Muslim Indians. He grew up in Uganda. And back in 1963, as part of something known as the Kennedy Airlift, Mahmoud Mamdani hopped on a plane, left that godforsaken dump, and came to the United States of America. He came to the United States of America having left a godforsaken dump. And may I point this out, at a time when his people, the Indians in Uganda, were treated terribly, like second-class citizens, worse than that, open, naked racial segregation. He gets on a plane, comes over to the land of the free in 1963, but it gets so much worse. In 1965, he started to get involved in politics, in communism, and immediately started to speak out loudly about how evil the United States of America was. Now, before you start hating Mahmoud Mamdani too much, and by the way, you can hate him as much as you like. I can't stand him. That was 1965. Hang on a second. I went to community college, so my math isn't that great. Let me see. 40 across the T. So that's 60 years. We brought a disloyal, evil foreigner into our country 60 years ago. He not only got here and immediately started to run his fat mouth and take a steaming dump all over this country every chance he got. He also chose to get a bride and crap out that vile scum who's about to be the communist mayor of New York City. And for 60 years, 60, nobody denaturalized him, deported him, sent him back to Uganda, India, an island in the middle of the Pacific. I don't know. For 60 years, that foreigner came into the United States of America and has spread vile poison everywhere he's gone. 60 years. And it's not like he did it in some underground fashion, sending secret newsletters on camera. On camera. Crapping on your country and mine for 60 years. We'll get back to it in a moment. Before we do that, the debt hasn't changed. Every day, if you pay attention as I do, every day, I saw another one today, I think it was in the New York Post, gold continues to notch records. Companies, countries continue to hoover up as much of it as they possibly can get their hands on. What do they know? Let me go ahead and clue you in on it. They know that there are going to be bumps coming because of this debt. And boy, am I putting that nicely. And they know, good times, bad times, there is one thing that lasts. Things you can touch and feel. I've been telling you that for a very long time. I don't need you to go crazy. Don't need you to spend your life savings. I need you to get some gold in your retirement account so you don't lose it all. Gold Co. is the one people trust. Thousands of Americans, like me and like you, have gone to Gold Co. Over 6,000 five-star reviews for a reason. 855-817-GOLD or visit jessielikesgold.com. Go. make the call before the bubble pops. We'll be back.
What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, coming up a half hour from now. And Jewish producer Chris informed me during the break that he was concerned about my blood pressure. I'm fine. I'm actually in an outstanding mood when I consider how my country has been handed away by politicians for years and years and years. I get temporarily testy, and then I go right back to being happy Jesse, Chris, so I don't need you worried about me. My blood pressure's fine. Even mixed in some cardio today. I'm in a great mood, Chris. I'm in a great mood. At least I was until I started talking to you. Now, back to what we were just discussing. Now, Mahmoud Mamdani is one example. He's just one glaring example, because we look right now, you're staring in horror. Whether you're listening from New York City on the great 710 WOR, or whether you're like the rest of us, looking in horror as New York City is about to burn to the ground, we start looking around asking why. So let me simplify it for you. Like so many things going on in the United States of America, the reason they're about to elect an open communist who's going to burn the city to the ground is because for decades we have opened this country up to every third world barbarian. We not only brought them here, we allowed them to sneak in here, and then Republicans and Democrats have been too weak and pathetic to pack them up and ship them out. We not only will bring them here via things like the Kennedy airlift, they'll get here and 5 minutes later, they walk out in the street, drop their pants, take a steaming dump on the country, and we just sit back. It's, oh, look at them. Chris, I tell you what, I want you to play it again. I want you to play this again because it's so beyond belief and it's so aggravating. And then I'm going to try to move off it because I'm going to get extremely angry about it. Mahmoud Mamdani, he got here in 1963. In 1965, he discovered an interest in Karl Marx, dove into communism, and has spent every waking moment since trying to burn down the United States of America. Not in hiding. He's not sending coded messages. He's not using that secret ink we used to use as children. He's not in some underground system trying to subvert the country. Standing in front of class after class after class at Columbia, crapping on this country, teaching future generations to crap on this country. Standing up on stage, on camera, speaking into the microphone. If you are a foreigner, if you were born in a foreign land, I don't care, by the way, if you've become a naturalized citizen. If you are a foreigner, legal, illegal, naturalized citizen, you should live in mortal fear of saying something like this. You know why? Because they should meet you the second you come off stage to strip you of your citizenship, take your sorry, ungrateful butt, and put it on a plane and send you back to whatever third world dump you came from. 60 years of this.
America is the genesis of what we call settler colonialism. And the American model was exported all around the world. Abraham Lincoln generalized the solution of reservations. They herded American Indians into separate territories. For the Nazis, this was the inspiration. Hitler realized two things. One, that genocide was doable. It is possible to do genocide. That's what Hitler realized. Second thing Hitler realized is that you don't have to have a common citizenship. You can differentiate between people. The Nuremberg laws were patterned after American laws. Anyway, the U.S. put Indians in reservations. The U.S. invented the model.
The U.S. invented the model. Hitler learned from us. My hatred is so much greater for our weakling politicians than it is for that vile scumbag. How could that be allowed? How could we allow this to go on? And look, this is one story. You know, all those stories we've been having to read headlines about. I'm talking about the stories on the highway where this some trucker, illegal, can't speak English, can't read the road signs, comes from a culture where they drive like complete psychopathic maniacs, and of course he gets in a big rig and wipes out a family of four on the highway. You know, it's been story after story after story. Chris, play cut 15, go.
California had issued 62,000 CDLs, drivers who entered illegally, John, or do not have a permanent legal status as required by the feds. California sanctuary laws prohibit asking applicants their immigration status. Governor Newsom said there's not a problem. Back to you.
Did I hear you right? Did you say 62,000?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a federal audit.
62,000 truckers out on the highway. Don't think they're all in California. That's where they got their licenses. They're all across America. Maybe as you're listening to the sound of my voice, maybe that big rig right next to you, maybe it has some foreigner in there. He doesn't care about the road signs. Can't read them anyway. Doesn't ever read them in his culture. Now, well, let's hope he's got his head on straight today. 60 years of this. This is how we got to this place. This is how we got to a place in a country where our big cities are filthy and communist. Our health care is backbreakingly expensive. Young people can't afford a home. And it's not just illegals. Remember this. American workers have been training their foreign replacements for years. There's a lot of reporting out there right now about USAA. You've heard about USAA? USAA, back in the day, in fact, back when I was in the United States Marine Corps, had an outstanding reputation for customer service. But people started to notice something over the past years. Customer service was getting worse. Really, everything about it was getting worse. I myself was a USA customer at one point, USAA customer at one point in time. It was great. But then things started to go to crap and go to crap. And all my friends, all my veteran friends started complaining about it. And it sucks now. And what happened? What happened? They fired all the Americans and hired a bunch of people from India. That's what happened. Did you know that? 70% now. Now, word is out that USAA is upset with the direction the country's gone and they're trying to fix it. But so many parts of our country that are broken are broken because we got our country handed away to foreigners. Handed away. Willingly. That is what's brought us here. And let's move off of the foreigner aspect, because there's a domestic aspect. Of course, they collaborate. When we talk about this Mamdani in New York City being elected, it's not, of course, only the foreigners. It's also American communists. Communists here collaborating with communist foreigners to burn down the United States of America. And our domestic communists, they really use the same tactics that the foreigners do. Mamdani comes here, my poor aunt on the subway with her hijab, which didn't happen. You see, our domestic communists, they know that kindness in your heart too. And they've been using it for a very, very, very long time. In fact, they've been using it so successfully for so long that it now, it's just instinct. It comes out of them. Like I used the example earlier today, and it's completely appropriate. It's like a skunk. You know why skunks stink? They stink because they spray that foul-smelling odor. Do you know why God gave them that? Why do skunks have that hideous foul-smelling odor? It's a defense mechanism. When they're threatened by anything, when they feel they're under threat, they spray that. It's a defense mechanism. You ever hear of a pygmy sperm whale? You ever hear of that? Probably not. Most people have not. Did you know pygmy sperm whales? Did you know when they get threatened, they spray poop around? They create a poop cloud in the ocean to protect themselves. Did you know that? It's really disgusting, but also extremely effective. Who wants to swim through a poop cloud? I'll play you one of our domestic communists
and their tactics in a moment. Now, that was kind of gross. I know what you're thinking. I need a shower. I don't blame you. But while showering is important, what's more important is what goes on your body when you get out of the shower. Do you want cozy earth towels? You know you do. And when you're done drying off with cozy earth towels, you want to put on your cozy earth robe like I do? Of course you do. And then when you take the cozy earth robe off and you put on your cozy earth pajamas, do you want to go curl up on the couch or in bed with their bubble cuddle blanket like my wife does? Of course you do. Do you know right now Black Friday gets here early? At CozyEarth.com, when you use the code Jesse, you get up to 40% off site-wide. I need to stress, only while the supplies last. This is Black Friday special time early. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Get your home draped in Cozy Earth the way mine is. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday, only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. Having ourselves a good time. Look, I've decided I'm all done yelling. We're going to do a bunch of emails and stuff after Medal of Honor Monday. I just have to finish this up, and then we'll get to emails. We'll do other things. We have other things to discuss on the show. But again, it's not just foreigners who use our kindness against us. It's our domestic communists who've used our morals against us, our morality against us for so, so long that now, like the skunk with its spray, like the pygmy sperm whale with its poop cloud, the second they feel threatened, they pull it out. And it's amazing to listen to. Corinne Diversity Hire, she, of course, wrote a book like everyone else who used to work in the White House. She wrote a book, but she's got a problem, you see. She's not getting the same royal treatment that every other Democrat who writes a book gets. Why? What is going on with Corinne Diversity Hire? Well, the reason is Democrats are so upset right now. They're so upset that Trump is back. They're so angry. And they, in part, blame Joe Biden for a variety of reasons for that. So Corinne Diversity Hire is actually not getting the red carpet rolled out for her the way former Democrats normally do. So she's on this book tour. She's getting asked some questions. Well, why didn't you notice? Did you notice? What about the decline? But why did? But and listen to the skunk. Listen to the pygmy sperm whale. Bust out the defense mechanism when she feels threatened. Go.
I woke up every day very proud to be the White House press secretary. I woke up every day as a Black woman who is queer, who had never, no one had ever seen someone like me at that podium standing behind that lectern.
We got it, Chris. She's far from being alone. You know what that is? Why is that a defense mechanism? Well, it's always worked. Her entire life. It's always worked. That has always provided her with a level of cover. Whenever she's threatened, hold on, I'm Black. Wait, I need more. And queer. I'm a huge lesbian. Don't yell at me. You can't yell at me. Didn't you hear I'm Black? And a lesbian? You heard, right? She pulls it out because it works. Or at least it has worked. The effectiveness of that, it's going down if you want to feel good about something. It's going down with normal people. It's going down for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is the George Floyd stuff. I mentioned that before. We've mentioned it many times before. During the COVID era, and the Floyd stuff took place during the COVID era. During the COVID era, many things burnt out the last of their goodwill with the American people. Our institutions burn up all their goodwill. Gone. Now everyone laughs at the CDC. And the race hustlers, the race communists in this country. Really, most of the identity politics people over the last 4 years or so, they burn out the last of it. The American people don't want to hear anymore. We're tired of hearing it. We're tired of living under the thumb of this. But they have learned for years that it has been effective on a very nice American public. Years and years and years and years, these people have risen up through the ranks. These people have gotten jobs they don't deserve by pulling out that defense mechanism. And that's why you need to replace them with ZipRecruiter. If you have somebody horrible at your job, if you have somebody you shouldn't have hired, they're holding you back. Maybe you've even suggested they improve, and maybe they replied, but I'm black and queer. Now's time to get on ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and replace that dirt ball with somebody decent. And you don't have to wait. You know, 4 out of 5 employers find somebody the first day. That loser who's working for you, send them to the unemployment line where the other losers go. Go get somebody good. They're waiting for you. Whether it's a seasonal employee, somebody permanent, ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it for free. The time to take out the trash is now. All right? All right. I should explain something, by the way. I know the show probably sounds a little different today. Stop adjusting your radio. Stop yelling at Spotify or iTunes or however you're listening. We're having a little technical issue on the show. It's a small technical issue. We're working it out. Should be worked out by tomorrow. It's not you. It's not you. It's me. Actually, you know what? No, it's not you. It's Chris. That's who it is. Remember, it's always Chris's fault. Oh, Chris, I forgot to tell you this. I might as well tell everybody now that we're here. So, speaking of hiring better people in customer service, my son had a cross-country race out of town, so we had to stay at a hotel last night. It was actually in Waco, Texas, by the way. We had to stay at a hotel last night in Waco, Texas. Waco, cool little town. We had to stay at this hotel, and for some reason I couldn't stay asleep last night. At 4 a.m. I was awake. In bed early, but I couldn't stay asleep. Decide, you know how much I love to walk cities. I tell you all the time, it's a great way to get a feel for a city. I love to walk cities. Wake up, and finally I just get out of bed at 5:30, throw on my clothes, and I figure, you know, let's go get some miles in, get some exercise, just go walk the city. Go get a feel for it. It was 60 degrees. It was nice. I go for 40-minute walk, just walking around, miles, just checking the place out. I get back from a 40-minute walk. Girls work in the front desk. And I figured they've got, you know, those complimentary bottles of water back there somewhere. And I asked her, I said, hey, do you mind? Sorry to put you out. Everything's closed, right? So I can't buy anything. I said, do you have one of those bottles of water? Can I get a bottle of water from you? And she says, no, I don't have one. But, you know, I can get one for you. And so out of politeness, I said, well, you don't have to put yourself out. And she goes, okay, thanks. I kid you not. Okay, she actually had the phone in her hand, getting ready to call and get a bottle of water. And I dropped the polite line of, you don't need to. And she's like, okay, thanks. And just sets the phone back down. See, this is why you have to get a hold of ZipRecruiter, Chris. Oh, gosh. I actually thought of you instantly when she did it, Chris. You know why? Because that's something you would do. No, Chris, she wasn't black and queer. Okay. I mean, I guess she might have been queer. I don't know. I didn't ask if she played softball. Medal of Honor Monday, next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.